welcome to the Smokin' PTSD Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Diver. I am a survivor of suicide, a survivor of childhood emotional and physical abuse, as well as a veteran of the U.S. Navy and a retired first responder. I started this podcast to help me on my journey to wellness by sharing my story, my thoughts, and my experiences in a hope that my story will reach and help others and let them know that it's okay to not be okay. With that being said, I am not a licensed mental or behavioral health professional. I'm just a guy who's been through some stuff and has experienced a trauma survival. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, medical treatment, or therapy. Always seek the advice of your qualified mental health provider with any questions you may have regarding any mental health symptoms, and never disregard professional help or delay in seeking professional advice or treatment because of something you have heard on this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review this episode, as your comments can only serve to improve the content. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk a little bit about routines and our PTSD and how our routines, the things that we do throughout the day, can help us to overcome obstacles, both real and imagined. And many of us have our routines, whether they be daily, weekly, or monthly. Some people like to plan, some people journal, some people schedule. Schedule things far out in advance. And that's great. I do that. If I know I have something coming up, I will schedule it. But I know what my work schedule is. I know what my other schedules are. So I'm not a big scheduler, but I am one for routines. And our routines define who we are and how we motivate ourselves to greet the day. So how can these routines help our behavioral health? One of the things that I have found in doing some research and some thinking about this topic is that I've always been one for routine over the spontaneity of things. I don't like spontaneous events, which is kind of counterintuitive for being a retired firefighter. But when you're at the fire station, you know that things are going to come up and calls are going to come in. So it was a little bit different. But like, if I was just at home and, you know, people stopped over or somebody calls and my wife wants to get up and go hang out with people, I didn't really like that disruption. I was more of one to be able to plan for something a few days or a week or so in advance, just because my behavioral health, I don't like being around people that I don't really know. I don't do very well in crowds, so it's just I like to plan so I can basically prepare myself mentally for what's coming. Some of that goes back to I kind of always was like that even as a kid, but mostly I get the need for a plan comes from when I was in the Navy and where we were taught to plan our day down to the minutest minute, I guess. They had a plan of the day for everything that you were doing. And I kind of carried that forward once I got out of the service, just being able to plan my day and make sure that I had a good routine going. And the importance of routines has been associated with a variety of mental health conditions, including bipolar disorder, addiction, depression, among others. And some of this research comes from an article published in the Lancet Psychiatry Journal, and some of it comes from a couple other publications. But the reason behind routines helping with bipolar disorder, addiction, and depression is that when we organize ourselves, we know what to expect, and that makes it easier to actively work towards counteracting the thoughts and symptoms of any of the previously mentioned mental health conditions. So like I said, planning something, if I knew we were going to be having dinner with friends or going to a relative's house, knowing that that was coming, I was able to prepare myself mentally for it, not only to plan what we were going to bring, if we were going to make something, if we had to stop at the store and pick up a bottle of wine or whatever, but just being able to mentally prepare myself helped me to overcome the anxiety that I felt with having to go somewhere and do something. So a study in the journal Lancet Psychiatry found that people who favor an active daytime routine over a nighttime one have healthier sleeping cycles. And these consequently are associated with better mental health and minimize the risk of developing emotional difficulties. Whereas those with an interrupted sleep cycle, on the contrary, have a higher predisposition to manifest mental health difficulties. So what that is saying is that if you have a better routine during the day than the night, you'll have better sleep cycles. Your mind will be at ease once it's time to turn in and go to sleep. Whereas if you don't have a routine, you may be worrying about what's coming up tomorrow or how you're going to deal with something. Whereas planning for that, and we can even call it pre-planning, back to my fire service days, pre-planning for those events can certainly help us with how we react to things and how we look forward to things or don't look forward to them, that we want to look forward to something, but not to the point where it builds up our anxieties. I found another study published in the Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology that found that family routines help to moderate impulsiveness and oppositional symptoms and traits in children. And I was wondering, I guess because it's a child psychology journal, but that could also be attributed to adults, where having the routine helps to moderate the impulsiveness and oppositional symptoms, which are, I don't want to go, I don't want to go do that. You know, having a plan and like I said before, limiting your anxiety to these things will really help you to be able to deal with going to these places, and having a routine and a plan will help us out. And that study is really not surprising when we understand that routines protect children and help them feel safer because they know what to expect. And I think that's what builds up a lot of anxiety, is that lack of an expectation and a lack of knowing what's going to happen once we get to this place. So having the same routine can help us deal with our depression and anxiety, as it gives us a way to become more stable. And being stable is helpful in that we have achieved a sort of a symbiosis, if you will, within ourselves. And a symbiotic relationship is one in which two different species benefit from the relationship. And I'm using the term rather loosely here, yet the symbiotic relationship can be seen as the stable self versus the chaotic self. And when we have a routine and we plan and we know what the routine of the day is going to bring us, it will help ease the chaos of our daily life and make it more manageable. And when you have anxiety and PTSD and depression, you already know what those obstacles that you face are and going to be every day. Those are going to be the imagined obstacles that take place in between our ears, and we constantly have to try and overcome those, as difficult as sometimes that is. So routines can also ensure that you do things well. For instance, and this goes back to one of my anxieties, when it almost hints at a little bit of ADHD, but I don't think that I have that. I don't think that's what it is. It's just my routine for doing things. But when I've unboxed a new model, one of my hobbies is building Tamiya and Revel plastic models. I mostly stick with World War II themes of German fighters and American fighters and tanks and planes and stuff like that. So when I've unboxed a new model and I'm about to start to build, I'll first read the directions to make sure I'm familiar and comfortable with this model. Tamiya doesn't do a scale of their models, but Revel does, and they have levels 1 through 5, where 1 is the easiest and 5 is the hardest. And some of those level 5 models are fairly difficult to put together. And I've had a couple I've completed. There's one that I started to build and just couldn't complete it. The tracks, it's a half track where the rear of the vehicle is tank tread and the front of it is tires. And I could not get the tracks were individual pieces that you had to glue together and then kind of wrap it around onto the the pulley system, basically the wheels that make the tank go, and I just could not get it to complete. So it's a plan in the back of my head to get that, destroy that, in like a sense that it looks like the American Army destroyed it, but I haven't put that together yet. But knowing that I'm doing a model that's a level four, level five, I know that I have to work extra hard to make sure that it's done perfectly. And that's what I like to do with my models. I want them to come out perfect because I display them in the den that I have. So anybody that comes in can see them and look at them and see the fine details. And they probably wouldn't notice if I made a mistake on it, but I notice. And that just goes to me trying to be a perfectionist with this stuff. But I have this routine that I do when I build the models because it eases my anxiety and it lets me know that I probably won't make a mistake if I've reviewed the instructions. If there's anything that looks too challenging for me, I can make sure that I'm not tired. You know, try that part when it's first thing in the morning when I know I'm not tired, like as opposed to being later in the afternoon. But the next step is to make sure that I have all the paint I need according to the directions and the pictures on the box. And if I need more paint, I make a trip to the hobby store to get the paint I need before I begin. And what I do is I'll take all of the paint containers on my desk. And to me, an all paint, well, not all of them, I guess just to me, numbers their paint. So like black is X1, flat black is XF1, white is X2, flat white is XF2, so on and so forth. So I'll just put the numbers in numerical order so that when I come to that part in the directions and I need to paint that item, I don't have to look for the paint. I'm not digging through my drawer. And I just have a routine, and the routine helps me to get into my right headspace and stay focused without any unforeseen interruptions. And it really helps with my mental well-being to have that hobby to do that I can just sit here in my house, whether it's really hot outside or somewhat cold outside, or I have nothing else going on. I can sit here with my TV on or just music on in the background like I do most of the time. During the week, I'll have music on or listen to some podcasts in the background. But like right now, I was working on a model earlier once I got done with the prep for this podcast. And I just have college football on in the background while I do some other things. And it helps me to get my mind straight, and it keeps me above the horizon, so to speak. Like I'm not into depression. I'm not feeling too anxious about anything. It just helps me to move throughout my day. And according to an article I found on headspace.com, which is a really good resource for those listening to this, they have a lot of good articles on a lot of different topics. And I have used their stuff and cited their stuff quite frequently on here. But I found another article there that another states that another crucial bonus to routines are they allow you to carve out time to pursue your passion every single day. And that's really important. If you're passionate about anything, have a part of your routine to give you some time to focus on that passion. I have a couple of sports podcasts that I listen to, and I listen to Nothing Personal with David Sampson, which is mostly about sports and business. Really, really great. He's an excellent speaker. And the next one I listen to is the Dan Le Batard with Stu Gott Show. And that takes like 4 hours to get through all of their episodes throughout the day. But they talk about sports, and they're mostly just goofy, and they do silly things, and they make me laugh. And that's why I listen to it, because it makes me laugh. When I laugh, I find that my endorphins are up, and it just puts me into a much better headspace. But back to this Headspace article, you know, once it states that a routine, there's no more wriggling out of the painting or writing or working on your business plan because you're too tired or the muse eludes you. So when you plan tasks, you know that they're upcoming. It makes it a little bit easier for you to dive into that task and meet that challenge head on and overcome that obstacle. So a daily practice is a game changer for creativity. Even if you don't feel that you're creative at all and your only creativity is playing video games, that's still being creative. You still have to maneuver around the obstacles in the game, whatever game you're playing. I'm not a maybe you can tell by the way I'm talking, I'm not a video game fan at all. I just never got into them when I was a kid. So I don't play them as adults. But whatever that obstacle is in the game, by having your routine for the day and allowing yourself some time to just relax and unwind and do that game or do whatever your routine is, it'll, you know, if you're an avid golfer, even if you get home and you just set up the net in your garage and you're just going to take practice swings, that'll help you to relax and just, it allows you to be in a better headspace by allowing time in your day to do things that make you happy. And among other things, it keeps projects constantly percolating in the unconscious mind. And research shows just how powerful the unconscious mind is, helping us reach better decisions than active thought. And keeping the unconscious mind happy is incredibly important for those of us with behavioral health challenges. And your routine, it really should be more than just a morning routine. You know, keep a routine going throughout the day and see just how quickly your mind and body adapt to the new you. I know that my routines have helped me to grow and that personal growth has helped me to overcome some of my anxieties and depressive moods. And hopefully if you get into a routine of things, you too will see some changes in your behavioral health and your day-to-day activities. So another short one today, but I just wanted to get that one done. And the turkey came out amazing from the smoker. Just, I was blown away by the flavor of it. You know, the cooking a turkey in the oven and seasoning it is all well and good, but having that smoky flavor get into the meat, I've never had a better turkey in my life. So it came out really well, and I'm looking forward to doing some more experimenting with different types of foods with the smoker. So I don't have any recipe or anything this week. Talking about routines and that I'm very happy with how the Thanksgiving turkey came out. So I hope everyone's doing well. Hope you had a good holiday. I'm going to talk in the future about how holidays affect us with those of us with PTSD. And, you know, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me today. Please rate, subscribe, and review, as your comments can only serve to improve this podcast. If you or someone you know are struggling with thoughts of suicide, please call or text the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988. Veterans can also call 988 and press 1 or text 838-255. You can reach me on Twitter at SmokinPTSD, on Instagram at Smokin_PTSD, or email me at thesmokinPTSDpodcast@gmail.com. And please remember, everyone you meet is struggling with something you know nothing about, so please, let's be kind to one another.